All right, let me jump on into today's Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll remind you guys, as always, Stan McDonald, longtime attorney in the Huntsville region. Stan McDonald, a longtime conservative in the state of Alabama, is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in just a few minutes. All right, let me just say this. There are movies that are hits, right? There are. And then there's movies that set new standards, open new genres, and embed themselves into pop culture. Movies that impact daily living with quotes and memorabilia. Movies that spawn sequels. And one of those movies that earned such a description came out in the 1980s and created an entire genre of its own. Terminator, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Terminator, epic film. Look, it's one of those things that had totally boss special effects for its day, a great storyline with great characters, plenty of one-liners. But then there was also the sub-story, the idea that people chose not to give up in the face of a technology that had taken over the world. People did not just lay down and die. They decided to resist in the movie. In one of those spinoffs, Terminator Salvation, actor Christian Bale plays the character of John Connor, who is the guy that the Terminator is always after because John Connor is the leader of the resistance. Well, John Connor, the legend who the Terminators had all tried unsuccessfully to take out time and again, he does relieve the resistance fighters in a safe enclave, and every single night, John Connor would get on a radio, and he would broadcast his word to the larger audience of survivors around the world, and he always ended it by saying, "If you're listening to this, you are the resistance." Well, last night I had another opportunity to enjoy the company of screaming liberals on CNN. It was fun. Anna Navarro, Cornel West were especially enjoyable. I actually enjoyed Cornel West a lot. What got me, though, was that we had just had the Charlie Kirk Memorial the day before. Over 100 million viewers worldwide, tens of thousands live in the arena, all of the top leaders of our government standing in solidarity to remember a great man, to honor his widow, to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. And CNN did not even want to talk about it. The only way we got it in was to bring it up as a part of another subject. There was no plan to even discuss it. It was a mere 24 hours old, and CNN did not want to make it a point of discussion. The mainstream media, y'all, despises Christian conservatives. They hate it when conservative policies succeed, and they're fearful of what might happen if Charlie Kirk's legacy results in a revival in a conservative movement. And they'll do all they can to suppress that storyline. So my point is, we had to get the words in there where we could, and the bottom line is, if you can hear this, you are the resistance. Because the mainstream media will try to tell you something or suppress something or not talk about something because they don't want you to talk about it yourself. But you are. You are the resistance. Every single one of you hearing the sound of my voice, you are indeed the resistance. Because, yeah, they'll gaslight you, they'll lie to you, they'll suppress you, they'll dox you, they'll censor you, but you cannot let them win. And part of how we do that, by the way, is to carry on the work and to never forget what they also tried to do to us in our very recent history. I'm of the mind that we had better take that attitude and better put it to work today because there's a blatant attempt to subvert our culture, to divert our attention away from sagging morals, to literally erode the values of our nation by watering down every aspect of our nation's structure and resilience. And we have to resist this. Like, here's one for you. Remember this back not so long ago when Biden thought that he could get away with paying off student loans, just taking his auto pen and erasing the debts of thousands of people while leaving the rest of us holding the bag. It's a classic case of the government picking winners and losers, and the question is how he could even justify it legally, ethically, mentally, morally. He couldn't. It was an affront. It was an abomination to the free spirit of America. Look, there's no American dream if everybody's lulled into apathy by having everything handed to them. It was the incitement of the welfare mentality, and that had to be resisted. It made me mindful of a story, and I've told you about it before, but I got to bring it up real quickly again. Do you remember the story about the guy who had a student loan, who didn't know what to do with the fact that he had so much debt and he was working his way through it? He lived in California, and he found out that if he ate a meal, like if he bought a year-long pass to Six Flags, one of the parks near him, he could go to Six Flags twice a day, every day, and eat a meal by paying a small amount at the beginning of the year. You heard me. And he did it for 7 years. Twice a day, every day for 7 years. A great story. Pure genius. It's like a next level version of resistance. I mean, I can hear your questions too. You're thinking he ate park food for 7 years? Yeah, he did. You know what? It was a creative workaround. It was an actual resistance, and he used the money that he saved to pay off his student loans while all his friends were going into debt trying to go out to eat and buy groceries at the grocery store. He was resourceful. He literally only paid $150 a year, and he got him two meals a day. He got a year-round pass, two meals a day. Six Flags close to his job. He bought a single park pass, and he worked the resistance. There's creative ways of doing this kind of thing. There really is. But that's also a story, by the way, I just told you there, of a guy who was not going to just settle for the status quo. He could have gone into debt. He could have struggled to pay his bills. He could have let interest pile up. But no, he got creative, and he resisted the notion of just sitting idle and letting life happen to him with some laissez-faire attitude, like all the others who just wanted theirs paid off. That's where we have to be right now. Creative and resistant, not settling for good enough, and it's happening as we speak. Remember back during the COVID vaccine mandates? Remember that? Lawsuits against vaccine mandates still being filed. Walkouts happened in large and small employee groups. Unions were agreeing with Republicans against the mandates. Military members sacrificed their careers by saying no. You have a right to your own conscience. You do. Personal religious beliefs should never have to be trampled. And if the employer does not agree to the extent that you can, I say make them work for it. Resist. Or what about Title IX? You know that whole story. The prevailing trend among the government elites is that we should have just stepped aside in the face of all the new science. New science! Let men pretend to be women so they can beat women in women's sports. It's the most awful assault on the senses ever created by man. The idea that gender is fluid, that's incredibly insulting. For anyone to have to be told they have to believe that is an incredible insult. It's akin to being told that the sky is whatever color you want it to be while looking up and seeing that it's actually blue. But we're told to accept it or else, right? But then there came the resistance. Lawsuits and parents' rights groups were not sitting idly by. State-level legislators began to pass legislation with intent on reestablishing order and preserving women's sports. Some athletic associations actually said, not on our watch. These things happen on a regular basis. And I'm going to tell you, that growing resistance formed up to the notion that women should not have to be disabused of the fact that they were being abused. Resistance. What about green energy policies? Remember this? Oh boy, the green activists, they harped on us. Dared us not to buy an electric vehicle. You've got to buy an electric vehicle. Oh, by the way, they also came for your gas stove and they locked you out of your thermostat. And don't you even think about drinking from a single-use plastic bottle. And while you're at it, make sure you use a paper straw. And then people had enough. I mean, if you want an EV, then go fork out the money. Get one. But the EV market right now is crashing because there's no consumer participation. I mean, you can tell us it'll save the world. You can tell us about your net zero dreams, but you can't make us spend money we don't have to buy an item we don't want so that we can drive on trips where there's nowhere to charge it along the way. So auto manufacturers, all of whom let themselves be bullied by the government for the past several years, they finally realized they can resist too. They can say no. Automakers are now cutting production. Some have gone bankrupt. Meanwhile, the good old combustion engine just seems to be working quite fine. And by the way, there's a gas station on every corner of America. Because the people chose to resist. And then there's our southern border, y'all. Our southern border. As millions streamed across the border, crime shot up. And nearly daily, we have heartbreaking stories of the victims of violent crime at the hands of illegal immigrants. Crimes that would not have occurred if the border was under control. Yeah, they tried to gaslight us, pretend that it was not happening in huge numbers, but one murder, one rape, one assault was too many. And when they were preventable, even foreseeable, the issue was compounded, and the fact that the person shouldn't have been here in the first place to even commit the crime made some victims feel doubly victimized. But citizens got fed up. Communities began policing themselves. Groups of angry citizens even tracked down one perpetrator in one city I read about and held him until the police arrived. Folks began demanding that city services that had been degraded in the wake of migrant invasions be restored for taxpaying citizens. Local officials who once crowed about the virtue of being a sanctuary city being voted out of office. It's a resistance, and it's great to see. But that's where we are. People began waking up to the fact that they do have rights, that they do have options, that they don't have to sit idly by, that this is a possible win. But you're going to have to resist. You're going to have to get creative. And honestly, that was the work of Charlie Kirk. That's the work that we had better be doing if you get down to it. You see, the left is counting on us not to resist. The left is counting on us to roll over and just take it. The left is counting on us saying nothing and doing nothing. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this, You are the resistance. So resist, bunch of right side ruffians. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.